First up, though, Tourism Aotearoa has floated the idea of a domestic travel card loaded with $200 for all New Zealanders as a way to help the struggling tourism sector. The card could only be used outside of weekends and school holidays. There's also support, industry support for Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern to take over the tourism portfolio in order to encourage overseas visitors to come to our shores once they are allowed to return. And Australian media cites the travel bubble may be about to pop just days into its operation. With us is Professor Simon Milne, Director of the New Zealand Tourism Research Institute. Professor Milne, welcome.
Yes, hi.
So it sounds, at first glance, a fairly nifty idea to give everyone a $200 tourism pop-up. What do you think?
Well, it's not the first example of this around the world. We've seen different countries introduce similar kinds of policies. I guess the question really is what's going to be in the detail of all of this. $200 is a reasonable amount of money, and I guess the question would be how will that be distributed? And as you've mentioned, it may only be able to be used at certain times. In places like Italy, they've actually offered up to €500 in money to encourage people to stay in domestic accommodation. But they have means tested that. So if you earn more than about €40,000 a year, you're not able to access those funds. Iceland has got a similar program in place, has done for a while, but the amount that they hand out is around €33 per person, but you can actually combine that with others. So if you don't want to use it, you can pass it on to a family member or others, and that will obviously give them a little bit more money to play with. So I think it's an example of industries around the world being quite desperate to find ways to bolster that domestic spend.
What do you think about that idea, Ella, at first glance?
I think that, you know, the ability to give out the cash during the first lockdown made a huge difference to lots of people, and so something like this could do a similar kind of thing. It does seem, kind of expensive. It'd have to be at least $500 million set aside. So,
major injection.
It's a major injection, and if you did have those controls, like people earning over a certain amount, not receiving one, that it had to be used. Although, if you live in an isolated rural community, and you can't use it on the weekends or holidays, it really only means you can go to the fish and chip shop.
Simon, stay with us, Simon. Chester, at a first glance, $200 into your bank account be used exclusively for local tourism, but not on the weekends.
Well, I think your $200 go a long way in South Taranaki, Ella. You'd get into the Elvis Presley Memorial Museum, the Tawhiti Museum, Stratford Pioneer Village.
There you go.
These are things
Centre.
I want to do.
Yeah. Oh, no. We'll see you. We'll put you up. And then you can come to church on Sunday morning with me. No politics.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Professor Milne, there are also calls for Jacinda Ardern to become the tourism minister. Look, is it a bit out there? I mean, is it too early to be talking about this? Or actually, is that quite a good idea, given the international reputation that she has?
Oh, I think it's a fantastic idea. In fact, I'd say it's a no-brainer, really. Her profile internationally, as you say, is unparalleled in terms of prime ministers that we've had. And she's got a real ability to connect with people and build relationships. So to me, that would be a fantastic approach. And I think, you know, tourism is not a poor cousin. It's a major part of our economy, and it's a part of our economy that we need to rebuild very soon. So I think she would be an ideal person to take that forward.
Now, looking to Australia now, this one-way travel bubble is in place for New Zealanders heading to New South Wales and the Northern Territory, but it seems the rules have already been broken. People have been landing, New Zealanders have been landing and then shooting off into other jurisdictions. And I think someone was saying that in the Australian media that Kiwis haven't caught on because, you know, we're our one jurisdiction here. They haven't caught on to the fact that the concept of Australia with internal state borders, which have a right to bar or restrict visitors, is alien to 99% of us. Is this travel bubble just getting a bit complicated? Is it working?
Well, I guess it's a matter of semantics, isn't it? But I would really struggle to call it a bubble. To me, a bubble is something in which you've got, you know, free-moving circulation. This to me really looks like a one-way corridor. And certainly the early data that was presented by Air New Zealand showed that about 90% of the people flying were actually just taking a one-way ticket. So the bottom line is it's opened up Australia for those people in the country that want to travel there, and I think a lot of them will be travelling to visit friends and relatives or perhaps to return to Australia. And I guess, you know, from my perspective, what this shows is the strength of what we call the visiting friends and relatives market, the strength of people's desire to reconnect to family. But at the moment, I would say it's not a bubble that's going to last very long. I think it also highlights the issue of clear communication, because the Department of Health and Human Services website in Victoria does specifically say that New Zealanders can, once they've arrived in New South Wales, fly to Victoria, fly to Melbourne. So there are crosswinds, if you like, in terms of the messages that are being presented. And I think a lot of the Kiwis or people from New Zealand that have travelled would be arguing that they probably have followed the rules as they have read them at the moment.
Professor Simon Mull, thank you very much for your time there. But to that the second point there, someone's just reminded us, Chester Debbie says, reminded John Key as Prime Minister was the Minister for Tourism, so not the first time this would be the case. I guess that is something that, the tourism expert there says actually that would make a huge difference. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, I think it certainly would. And we've got to remember that Jacinda's got experience of this. Remember, she brought the guy from Saturday Night Live, John something or other, over here and met him at the airport and drove him around.
Oh, that's right.
So, you know.
Who was that guy? Not Saturday Night.
John.
Late Night with
Stephen Colbert. Thank you, Flo.
Yeah, John someone.
Yes, Stephen John Colbert.